Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for the perfect adult advent calendar? There are many options.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Whiskey your thing. Whiskeys of the Galaxy is loaded with 24 1.7 ounce drams of whiskey from distillers from around the world. Heritage Distilling 2021 Spirits Advent Calendar, you get a variety of liquors, including whiskey, vodka, gin, and rum, all mixed up in the box, so you'll have no idea what you'll be sipping on until the day you open that calendar door. And another one for you wino ladies. Vine Boxes 12 Nights of Wine Women in Wine Holiday Edition is $130 and includes only European wines from women winemakers. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I kind of like that concept, actually. Either one, actually.
Yeah, I've done the cheese advent calendar. Never done the...
You know, what I'd say is take that, Harry and David. Fruit of the month. Who needs it? You got that... That might be worth the experiment. It's educational, right? Because you're trying things you may not have tried before. And it's fun if you can remember what you tried. Okay.
Exactly.
See how that works. And don't forget, we do start the holiday store in the very near future. And we want to make sure everybody can sit around the fireplace and get all toasty warm. I think that'd be a nice thing.
When is it starting up?
I don't know. It's like a week from Friday, maybe?
Yeah, wasn't it the 11th or 12th or something?
Oh, okay. Same locations.
Yeah.
See, we got halved last year because of this COVID idiocy.
Yeah, it was rough, but...
And so, I don't know how we did. I didn't even ask for the score. But I know we have a lot to do this year, so...
Yeah, I think they did actually pretty good last year with the donations and everything, but...
Well, good for us.
Definitely want to...
Good for you guys.
Definitely
want
to come in and stop and say hi to Ray.
Well, yeah, and Brian. And Brian's going to be out there. He's Joe. Not here today. Joey, sunny, windy, and cold, high around 40s. I think all the guys are going out.
Yeah, Tom's definitely. I was talking to Tom the other day, and he's excited to, you know, get out of his house and
Shattuck, yeah.
Yeah, and go out there and meet some people and see the beautiful holiday store.
Did I tell you about yesterday or tomorrow? Yeah, I did. Sunny, windy, and cold, high around 40, 20s overnight tomorrow night, and then a high around 40 on Sunday with considerable cloudiness. I just want to go home. Why is it that, like, turkey is better the next day?
I don't know.
It is to me. Subjective. May not be to you.
But yeah, I mean, no, I can see that. Dumping some gravy on it.
Or like an open-faced sandwich of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, just, it's always better. You know, the mashed potatoes have time to meld a little bit. So does the dressing. I know what I'm having for breakfast today. But not here. So, no, there's... And I'm going to have my cranberry pickle pie, which I think will be just absolutely delicious, don't you?
You love it.
No, actually, I don't. Well, you know, hey, look, you know, when you're a kid, you think, oh, I'm not going to eat that. And then you try it and you go, whoa, you know, that's pretty darn good. Do you think that would be the case here?
I don't. No, okay. No. I think that's going to continue to be nasty throughout history.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be. Okay.
What's one item that was like that for you? Like you thought you would try it and be like,
oh,
that you just heard it and you're like, oh, and then you tried it, you're like, oh, this is not bad.
I think sushi.
Sushi, yeah.
You know, we had a woman that's working for me in Kansas City. She didn't work with me, but she worked at the station, and she was Japanese. And so, she went to a lot of work because it's not easy to put that stuff together. And so she brought in some sushi, I think, nice. California roll. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like stars, kind of like training wheels for sushi. And it was, and I didn't think it was all that great, but then I was wrong. It was actually wonderful.
It's good.
You know, I was like, oh, yeah, you wrap it in seaweed. And well, come on. I've dealt
with
that.
So many different kinds of sushi, too.
Oh, I know.
Eel and
it's an art to do it. And most of you don't have no idea what it is. And as long as there's plenty of wasabi, you don't care.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ooh. Man, I can use some wasabi. You, too.
Yeah, I mean, clear my nose.
Clear it up.
Most of what we buy that is wasabi, though, advertised as same, is not wasabi.
I know.
It's basically horseradish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. But horseradish is good, though.
Well, I love horseradish. Beef sandwich? Ooh, let's go. Ooh, maybe I should go to Arby's. Get some horsey sauce. I love Arby's. Unfortunately, there aren't many of them around here. There are polarizing foods, though. I think like lima beans.
Yeah.
They're very polarizing.
Yeah, they are.
You either love them or you hate them.
Yeah.
It's just Brussels sprouts, I think. Brussels sprouts are all the rage now.
They're delicious.
They're like little heads of cabbage. I mean, it's kind of a nice thing. But then they got a sauce. You know, look, a nice Brussels sprout, just dripping butter. And maybe a little salt. That's all you need.
And the oven, like a little bit burnt, too, is so good. A little olive oil over it. And just,
but no, it surprises me the number of people just can't stand lima beans. I love them.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Ford
Hooks?
Especially
like a soup or a chili, yeah.
Oh, or just by themselves with a ton of butter. You see a pattern developing here? Okay. So there's that. Oh, here's
it would usually be breakfast time in 4 minutes, but.
Yeah, well, not today, sad to say. We're kind of on our own. So Tommy won't be joining us. So there's a great thing if you look at it. It's pretty cool. It's in the New York Post on their website. They've got it posted. Okay, so yesterday, Brian, did you hear that? He said now that they were going to do 5 turkeys?
Yeah.
Deep fried? I did it once. I did it. And I thought it was a joke at first. Oh, come on. Get real.
I only had a 14-pound bird yesterday because it was literally the last one at the store. And I was like, well, I guess this is what we're getting.
Really? Was that bad?
But we still have plenty of leftovers. Plus, like, the pork shoulder and everything, people.
Oh, God. Pork shoulder would be just fine. Thank you very much. But anyway, so they've got a video there. I think it was a fire department in Gulfport, Mississippi. And they said, here's what happens when you don't do it properly. And I've got to tell you, I did one year. I don't know why, but somebody said, okay, try it. Come on, moron. Give it a shot. So, you know, my family went out and bought me this big honking burner, you know, and then they bought the pot and all that stuff and the peanut oil and all that stuff. And you put it, and so you heat it up 375 or 360, but 375, I think is what I did. And then you drop the turkey in. But you have to remember that you need to displace the volume of the turkey. So before you actually cook it and add the oil, you got to figure out how much and how much water is going to be displaced. So I put the turkey in there and got the measurement. Okay, fine. So then go ahead, put the oil in there.
Oh, no.
And it fires up. There it is, 375. Okay, drop that puppy in. And unfortunately, the moron here forgot to dry the turkey.
Oh.
And so, or at least I didn't get. Look, if you're going to do it, make sure the turkey is dry. I mean, desert dry.
You have to.
Don't. Yeah, it boiled over. Of course, then that hot oil hits the burners, and you basically go to afterburners. It's pretty cool. But anyway, on this thing, if you want to look at it, it's really, I don't want to scare you away from it because it really is good. But all I'm saying is,
you have to know how to do it.
And so what they did is they wanted to show everybody what would happen if you did it wrong. And so it's up. It's been uploaded. You can go to the Gulfport Fire Department on Facebook, or you can just go to the post. They've got it too.
I did see that video.
You did see it?
Yeah, sure. It's funny.
It's a heck of a fire. Look at that.
I mean, it's not funny because if it happens.
No, it's not. But at least they weren't on somebody's front porch.
Yeah, no, they're open parking lot, and that thing torched up.
I mean, take a look at it, guys, if you get a chance. It's pretty fun. I mean, you've got a little time this morning. It'll be something for you to. It's a cautionary tale. Like I say, don't let that scare you away from doing it because it is pretty good.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah, deep fried turkey is really good, but.
And it doesn't take long. So, all right.
If they haven't purchased early, many people will be out this weekend trying to locate the perfect Christmas tree. Reported shortages have led some to opt for an artificial tree, and those too may be in short supply. People longing for the real thing need to bear one thing in mind, says Kathy Kogut, executive director of the Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers Association.
We're going to tell everybody, check your tree morning and night and make sure you top off that stand every day because it's very important.
According to Good Housekeeping, placing your tree in a stand that holds at least a gallon of water should be ideal to ensure it lasts through the holiday season. Finally, this probably falls under what one would call uncommon stock.
Another blitz coming. Rodgers sees it.
The Green Bay Packers have sold more than $41 million worth of stock just over a week into their sixth stock offering in franchise history. The team at midweek said it had sold more than 138,000 shares of stock at $300 a share, and the sale is set to run until February 25th. The NFL's only community-owned club last offered stock 10 years ago. Team management says the money will be used to pay for upgrades to Lambeau Field. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
But what do you get for it?
You can hang something on the wall.
That's exactly what I'm thinking there.
Yeah.
You know, you can call down to the sideline during a game. I mean, come on, what are you going to do?
I suppose it's better than appealing to the public and saying, hey, government, fund upgrades to the stadium.
Well, you know what? That's right. It's voluntary. You decide to do it. You get
a voluntary tax, yes.
Yeah, you get it. You know... Like it's like that Star Search thing we used to advertise all the time. You know, we'll name a star and it'll be published in a book that'll be at the National Archives or something.
Star Registry. Yeah.
Those guys are great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I just saw a rule the other day and somebody brought this up. I think it's pretty smart. If somebody tells you that it's a collectible, it's not. Okay. And I think part of it was, I think, because of this. And, oh, yeah, it's a collection. Yeah, like all those coins. You know, you buy, the Ronald Reagan quarter. No.
How about Beanie Babies?
Oh, God. Help us. Beanie Babies.
Are Pogs?
Were Pogs that way?
Slammers.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. 738 WTIC. So if you're lined up outside the Hallmark store waiting for Beanie Babies...
Then they should at least give you like a ticket to a game or something in the future, you know, like a voucher for a
Some
ticket.
Some part owner here. Jeez Louise. I'm going to be sitting up there in the death zone.
$300 for a certificate you could put on your wall.
You know, this has got a lot of interesting trials of late. And one that maybe didn't get the coverage that Rittenhouse got, but perhaps it did. It was the case of Ahmaud Arbery. In Georgia, and by the way, the perps, which I never call them that, were found guilty. So there you go, by a largely white jury. Jim Bergen is here from Shipman and Goodwin. I think there was one black on the jury, and everybody else was white.
It was very different from Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse did, I think, get a lot more publicity.
I think it did.
Yeah, but in some ways. This one is going to probably have more power generally to make some change. The Rittenhouse case, there's still people celebrating him, which is just to me a little weird, a 17-year-old walking around with an assault weapon, right into a politically charged situation and then being celebrated. Even he doesn't celebrate it, but these others do.
Yeah, well.
But in this case, when you've got 11 white jurors,
mm-hmm.
Beyond a reasonable doubt, felony murder. But remember, this case started when this retired law enforcement officer thought, hey, if I release this video, that'll just prove how justified I was. They really felt justified. And the first two prosecutors basically gave them a complete pass just on their story. And even when they saw the video, So when it ends this way, and it was a really professional trial, prosecutor was excellent.
Okay.
You know, really focused on the evidence. And the judge was perfect, you know, very authoritative, but not arrogant. And the defense lawyers were zealous. And I mean, they were so zealous, I thought they got close to, but not over the line.
Wow.
But it didn't work. And the jury, beyond a reasonable doubt, says, hey, sorry, you're going to, well, they don't do the sentencing.
No,
but the consequence is these guys
are
going to go to prison for life.
Yeah, these are on you, buddy, yeah.
Yeah, well, think about all the people who think like these guys did that it was totally okay. I mean, that's weird to think that it's totally okay to hunt this guy down because he's a black guy running through a neighborhood when he runs all the time.
Yeah, what was their premise? In other words, oh, we've got video of him in this house and he's looking around, but I don't think in the video I didn't see him steal anything.
No, But it's actually more about, all right, there had been some apparent theft somewhere.
Yes, somebody took a gun out of a truck for one.
And they just think, well, wait a minute, black people don't belong in our neighborhood.
Oh, God.
That must be it.
Oh,
I mean, it's that simple. I mean, they may dress it up some other way, but I think most of us looking at it, the guy said, hey, get your gun, let's go. Come on. It's like
it's hard to believe that can happen.
He's a runner.
I mean, it's hard to believe that can happen, and a good athlete, from what I understand. And I do think somewhere in the past, though, this is irrelevant to the conversation or to the trial, but he had a little brush with the law once, I think. I mean, but there's nothing, that has nothing to do with this.
Bullshit.
That is
I'm
nothing.
Sorry for the language, but.
Come on,
it had nothing to do with the guy.
No, that's what I mean. It was irrelevant.
He runs, yeah, and he's doing it all the time, and it's in his own area. He's not like, hey, let me go drive to Avon.
And let's go run around, yeah.
Yeah, no. This is a guy. He's running in his neighborhood. Not his immediate neighborhood, because if it was his immediate neighborhood, I guess they might react differently. But the fact is, these guys, when they hunted him down and shot him, because that's what the jury
found. I just don't get it.
Beyond a reasonable doubt. They thought it was okay. Two prosecutors said, yeah, no problem.
Really?
That's what this is about. Yeah. Well, the fourth prosecutor was the one who finally got the thing started.
Jim, weren't they trying to make a citizen's arrest, which is
apparently... Well, that's what they claim.
Yeah, that's what they claim, yes.
Yeah, and of course, we know that law now has changed, and that law was 150 years old. But even the idea of the 150-year-old citizen's arrest, it's only when, oh, my God, there's a crime. Go get him.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know what, this guy looks suspicious.
Oh,
I got probable cause.
God,
let me
shame.
Just go drive my truck, knock him off the road, and then shoot him.
Jim, from what you know from the testimony in the trial and the story of the case, had they tried to actually do that, arrest the guy, or did they just, you know, kind of, it was a cut and dried case? By gosh, he's guilty. The punishment is here.
Yeah, I mean, both of those characterizations are very interesting.
Sorry.
The way you describe it. But the truth is that it was not a citizen's arrest. It was vigilante feeling entitled. You don't belong here, buddy. We're in charge here.
God.
You know, that's just not cool. Now, what was really good
is
the prosecutor didn't talk the way I am right now, just talking to you. The prosecutor just looked at facts, and to me, you know, who I teach trial advocacy, it was fun to watch somebody do it right and the judge do it right. And and it was very different from Rittenhouse, where, you know, I described it as sort of Marsha Clark moments.
Yeah,
you know, the prosecutors felt like, so like, hey, we're right, you're wrong, that it's not your case.
You gotta prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason why, one other thing I just want to hit, and everybody's going, you know, okay, there were 11 white jurors and one black juror or something like that. But I mean, the fact is, it's not a jury of your peers, correct? It is an impartial jury.
Yes, but the idea is to try to get it to be peers, but the way we gather jurors varies widely across the whole country. So 25% of that county is black. And you get 1 out of 12.
So that rings a bell.
That's kind of – it is supposed to be from the community. So even around here, we try to get the city of Hartford and neighboring towns, for example. So you really do tend to get more of a blend, more of a mixed community
right.
jury. Yeah. And that's another thing. Well, because we are here in Connecticut, I can tell you Connecticut prosecutors and judges are much more like what happened in this trial than what happened in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Our judges are like this great judge. Our prosecutors are virtually 100%
wow.
fair, doing their job. And right. and that's coming from a defense attorney. So and most defense yes. attorneys will tell you that. They're not out there, bragging and, they're just doing their job. It's not an easy job.
Hey, Jim, thanks for offering to be on. I appreciate that very much, even on this holiday, so to speak. Jim, by the way, is a partner at Chipman and Goodwin, and I think he probably inferred from this, but it's not just defense law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!